Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show. I'm here with my friend, and she's becoming a good friend of mine, Vicki, and we're just chatting about women and being strong in business and being strong in everything, and you know, and men and women doing it together is even better when you both have a person that is your friend or your lover or your mate, and they're strong with you. But Vicki is an amazing gal. Hi, she's a good friend of mine, as I said, and she is here tonight to talk to us about beauty, being a businesswoman, getting it all done, juggling it all, and residual income, and why do you feel all this is important? And on top of that, being an inspiration just by, you know, the vibration that you hold and who you are. So welcome to the show, Vic, again. And
Thank you for having me.
I know, we got plans. Me and Vic and a few others are going to go to Thailand, okay? So we'll talk about that in the near future. But yeah, go shopping too. Yeah, exactly. But I know, go ahead, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, that's us strong women sticking together and making it happen.
Amen to that. Sticking together and making it happen. And you're right about that. And I know that you went through some ups and downs past in the past month. You just bought a new car, but you were saying, hey, it's not a big pleasure for me. I did what I had to do. But you take care of yourself, and you believe in a woman should take care of herself and not require somebody to do it for her. Talk to me about that. You know,
I think everybody should, in their own best interest, be able to take care of themselves, you know, in a lot of ways. But not being so dependent on a man or a spouse or any type of significant other, you know, to take care of your own basic needs. I think it burdens the relationship and unnecessarily. And I get a lot of pride and joy out of my accomplishments and being able to take care of myself in that way.
That's good. And I know you're extremely successful in your beauty business and your skincare and your laser business. And I'm starting on a whole new regimen of that with you on Monday, but that's a whole other story. Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, there you go. But you have, you do that. You're taking care of, you do laser and you do skincare. And I know that's what you do. Is that your passion? You get to meet some amazing, phenomenal people with it. But is that your passion?
Oh, I have a great deal of passion for what I do. It's very empowering for myself, but also empowering to those that I treat. You know, everyone feels better about themselves when they look better. So that opens up a lot of doorways to other self-improvement habits.
Good. That's really good. You guys, I'm going to share this about Vicki, and I know people are listening in, but she looks probably 34, 35 maybe. Her daughter is in her 20s. They're both beautiful women. I've said this before, but you believe in taking care of the inner and the outer, okay? The inner is your nutrition, meditation, and all that. Mm-hmm. The outer is the laser, doing skincare, and I'm a big fan of all of that too as well. And so, but let me ask you a question. You really have a passion for helping others, also empowering others. How do you juggle it all with a love life? That's what, you know, somebody texted me that. Well, how does she do that with a love life? Very well, I just say. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, everything in life is about balance. And I think that, well, you know, in today's busy world and with all the things that we have going on in our lives, you know, it's coordinating schedules, it's open communication, being cooperative with one another. You know, I think that everyone gets busy doing their own stuff, running around and whatnot, and sometimes we forget to make that special time for our spouse or loved one or significant other.
You're right, we do. So that's about balance, right? You can be all about money, okay, which I think prosperity, I think to be in this time, you need to always be abundant. But abundant doesn't necessarily mean money. Abundance means being balanced, loving yourself, really taking the time for your mate as well. So that's something that I know that you do, and you're doing, and you're doing it well. Let me ask you this. Does a strong, independent woman require a man to be strong and independent? What kind of man do you like?
Oh, definitely. I like strong and independent, for sure. Definitely. For me, I can't do a weak man. I just can't. What kind of a man is that anyway?
I hear you. You know, so you've got the woman is strong and independent, which you are, and you like a guy to be strong and independent, and you want does a guy have to? Do you want to be with somebody 24/7, 365? Or that was a question just somebody posted to me.
No, or, I don't think that's for me. That's not necessary. You know, it's not necessary to be with someone like you said 24/7, 365 days. That's for me would be way too much because I like my own space and I still love what I do. So, you know.
That's cool. I like that. So you like your own space and it gives you time to miss him. Let me ask you this.
Well said. I like that. Yeah. You know, and also it allows you both to bring back new and exciting things to the relationship and each other.
That's cool. I like that. Now I have another question. If he's your man, okay, does he get free laser? Yeah, bet he does. Okay,
you know, whatever he wants, cards won, baby.
I know somebody's out there. Sign me up for that deal. Anyway, she's already on it.
They ought to be picking numbers and standing in line right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. She's in the process of building something with a fine person. Guy, actually. So, but that's interesting. Let me ask you this, too, as well. Whenever you talk about building residual income, because you and I have been talking about that, and people on Angel Coaches have been listening about that, what intrigues you about building a residual income, and why do you think it's so important? And do you see you doing it with a guy, by yourself, or together in another venture? Tell us about that, because you balance it all. You got a family, a son and a daughter. You got a business. You got a beautiful home. You got a couple of dogs. She got the American dream, and she just bought a new car, and it's a SUV, deluxe, whatever. And so what do you feel about residual income? Is it something that you would do with your guy, by yourself, or have two separate things there? Because I think that can be a difficult thing when men and women are building a financial future together. What do you think?
I personally think that it should be done together as well as individually, you know.
Okay.
I'm in total favor of having, you know, accounts and sharing finances to a degree, you know, but then I also want to be able to have my money so that I can spend it on whatever I feel necessary, and I think that's important for him too, and that way it allows financial freedom for both of us and also as a couple.
Okay, so you're saying like your business, your laser business would be yours, okay? Because that's what you do. Your skincare, because you built it from day one. And I know you and Ashley have done that together. You know, well, I know you built it first because you know you're the mom. But so that's something that's separate. But you guys would have a mutual. This is good, you guys. You guys have asked me about this with people that are savvy in business. So you feel that to build something separate. Like, that's cool. And then together you guys would build residual income doing something, you know, with a joint account that you share. That's good. That's really, really good. Okay. And let me ask you this, too, as well. You know, with your laser business, and what is a dream with your laser business, doing some things that you're doing with YouTube, with Angel Coaches, and some this woman thinks of ideas. She got a, you know, has a great idea and figured out a way where she can build some huge residual income with it. And it's impressive, you guys. But what is one of the big dream goals that you have? Like, do you want another home in the mountains? Do you want to move your parents down here? Do you want to travel the world? Do you want to go to, you know what I mean? What is something that you want to do? Do you want to go to, I know boating is out there, but what's something that you, a big dream goal? Do you want to have a new car? Because you've got a lot of things. Do you want to go swim with dolphins? What is a big dream goal that you?
I am with the dolphins, as a matter of fact, in Cancun. That was great. You know, right now, I think for me, the biggest challenge is actually getting on a cruise ship because it's been a big fear of mine because I get seasick. So I'm really, you know, working towards getting over that fear and doing it, getting on the cruise ship and not getting seasick.
Okay. So it's not about actually financial. This is a fear that you have about getting on a cruise. And guys, she's getting ready to go on a cruise with somebody who's important to her, and I'll just leave it like that. And I said, we got to go get to Mecca. When you were saying it, I go, acupuncture. And I just saw the person because she was like, it'll be good for you. But I think it will help that too as well. And so that's a fear you're conquering. Also gives you, you're falling more in love with someone. And you get to, and to get on the cruise and to do all those things, that lifestyle you have, you built from the laser, from doing your own business. How important is it to work for yourself versus waiting for a paycheck? What's the difference, and how has that affected you? And
wow,
why do you encourage it? I mean, yeah, because you've been doing it, and you're like so beautiful. You got it. You look like you have it all, and you do. So share with us about that too. What do you think?
That was a huge, that was probably the biggest fear I had my entire life was, you know, starting my own business. I once owned a flower shop and I failed miserably at it. So then I went to work for this man where I learned about the lasers and so forth. And he taught me a lot about business. And I think I'm very grateful to him for that. And if it weren't for him teaching me all of the things that, you know, he knew, a lot of them weren't good, but I, you know, you keep the good and you let go of the bad.
Right.
So that's what I did. And, you know, I was so scared. And there were so many days where I didn't even know how I was going to pay the bills or feed the kids. But it was a struggle, but one well worth it. Well worth it, you know, and I just made up my mind that if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it 24/7, 365 days a year, and it didn't matter to me who, where, when, what time, if it would work and it was going to be productive, then that's where I was going to be.
Dick, I'm going to tell you something. You said something just now. You fell miserably at owning your own flower business, okay? Most of us would bow our head and go and hide under an employee thing, okay, and never think.
Right,
oh,
and I did for a while. I did for several years, many years actually, you know.
And then you said, okay, I'm ready, just try again. Or what did you do different this time that you didn't do with the flower business? I mean, or was it just laser, was the up and coming, or – describe that for us, because this is really key here. People want to have.
I jumped into the flower business not knowing anything about flowers or arrangements or the business side of it. So that's why I failed. I didn't know the business. So when I went to work for this man, I worked for him for, I don't know, I would say 5-6 years. And not only did I learn everything about a business sense from him and the laser business, I developed a lot of experience and a lot of wisdom. So basically, I was preparing myself for my own laser business through him over time, you see?
Okay. Over time you learned everything you could about the business
right.
In general, like right to have business plans, 90-day plans, or whatever it was. You then learned in the process of doing that, because this man was super successful, I'm assuming, in business. You learned, and he was successful in laser. He taught you everything he knew about laser, and in the laser business, and so you learned everything about that, and then. Did you, when you said, okay, I'm going to branch out on my own, were you scared? How did you do that?
Oh my gosh, scared. There's not even the word for it. I was frightened to death. Are you kidding me? We had a parting of the ways for lots of reasons, you know, and at some point in time, you know, you both kind of agree to just bow out gracefully and go your separate ways. And that's
right.
kind of what we did. And it was really scary. I don't think I slept for months, you know, when that first, when our first separation happened. But
wow.
As time went on, you become more comfortable, you find your groove, you know, things start falling into place for you, you know, and then you keep it going.
Right. Have you ever had more months than money?
Have I what?
Ever had more months than money? You know what I mean? You have more months than you do have cash flow. You ever have one of those?
Yes. Well, here in Florida, the business is quite seasonal. You know, as everyone knows, people come here to the South, you know, November through April.
Right.
And that's my busiest time because all of the people that, you know, have homes in both places or come down to visit family, you know, they all want to get their services done. And then during this, because kids are home from school, families go on vacation, moms don't have all their time, you know, that they would normally have while the kids are at school, you know, and being out in the sun and things like that, it slows down.
Right.
My summers are much slower.
You know, I've learned something, too. Every business has a spring and every business has a winter. So your winter is actually our summertime. And you have
right.
to prepare for that. And I don't think we know how to prepare for that in business. So you're making a gobs of cash, you know, gobs of cash flow, you know, during the, down here, our season just ended about a week ago, Easter. But you have gobs of cash flow. How did you learn how to, okay, it's spring now, my business is going to slow down, and you recognize that. And you prepare for that. Do you save more money? Do you just say I'm gonna build a client base that is local, that's always gonna come to me? How do you do that? Okay.
I do both. I save money and I focus, you know, on the people that are here. I mean, you know, a lot of people live in Florida year round. They've been born and raised here, and there's more and more of that. You know, so I don't starve in the summer, but it definitely slows down, and so you save. You work on building your, like you said, your local clientele, and you know what? I cut back. You know, I don't do as much spending. You know, just kind of lazy summer days it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you and my grandpa used to say, "Spend all you can, save all you can." He was a brilliant man. So my father told me the same thing. So
right.
Yeah, that's good, and. So you built to build your business, you followed, I want to make sure I got this straight, because people go, how do you build a business? And I'm going to teach an entrepreneur workshop. Maybe you and I'll do it together. But what you did was you recognized your failures, what you did wrong, okay, and you said, okay, I can do this right. And so you
mm-hmm.
learned all you could about the laser by working with, I'm sure, a man who is very temperamental, okay, so. Sometimes men can be too temperamental.
You're being
nice, actually. Oh, I always say men can be divas too, right? You know, they just do a little different.
Yeah.
But it's funny. So you followed. He taught you all about business, and I'm sure that you know what that means with bookkeeping and the advertisement and marketing and blah blah blah. And then you also learned all you could about laser. So you worked with him almost as an apprentice, and I'm sure you got paid, but you worked and learned all you could about him, knowing that's what was going to happen one day. And then one day you said you bowed out gracefully. He did too as well. And then you recognize that when your business is the best and when it slows down, so you said, okay, I've got to develop local clientele. And then you have, you have stuff that are not local, people that come. I'm sure they say, okay, Vicki, I'm coming back for the season, you know, in wintertime. So can you see me? And then you start making, and then it gets busy again. But you knew
mm-hmm.
how to develop the clientele. You also knew how to do all the business reports, take, I'm sure, copious notes and do copious expense reports and whatever you needed to do. But it wasn't easy. And I get that. Did you have to sacrifice like a relationship, you feel to open your own business or to do your own business successfully? I would like an honest answer on that. Well, you're always honest, but what do you feel about that? Because people, they think, oh, I can do it this way and not be answered to my husband or my boyfriend or my girlfriend. But I think you can't. I don't know. What's your thoughts on that? Could you talk about it?
Yeah, we have. You know, I don't feel that I sacrifice. The only thing that I feel that I sacrifice was time with my children, okay? But as far as a relationship, it wasn't the right time. My focus was survival, independence, financial security, you know, and to make all those things happen, you've got to have focus on your business. And I stayed focused on it for a long time.
Okay.
I still do, but, you know, you can, my daughter being my partner now, I can count on her a little bit more. You know, she can pick up the slack. She helps me out tremendously, you know, so, and we work great together. So having her also is a big help.
Right. So you have, you know, you can't, the family business partner, and they love each other. They're just two, like two sisters. But for those who are listening or who would download it later. So that's something that you did. I get that. And so you don't feel like you sacrificed. But I want you guys to know, and Dick, or Victoria, Vicky, she came out of a relationship with her ex-husband that wasn't, she had to do it herself. And so sometimes I think people don't realize that as single moms, when we come out, we've got a child or two children to feed, and we think that we can't. And there's just the guy's not there, or he's half-assed about being there. Then there's no other choice but to roll your sleeves up and get to work. And I know you did that out of desperation, and now you work out of inspiration. You like talking to people, and we're doing this interview tonight, which I did a little different because I want people to see who you really are. And she's an amazing businesswoman, and she makes you look beautiful too. How many women can do that? Be an amazing businesswoman and help other women look beautiful. Vicky can. Okay, and her daughter too.
Oh, I mean, you're giving me too much credit, but it sounds awesome to me.
Yeah, she is. You guys got to see the work she does. She's amazing. So, all right. Well, that's cool. So you've given us a little bit of a business plan that what you want to do. And I know you and I we're talking about Thailand, guys, and so we're going to talk about that at another date. But you know what I love about financial, being able to spend money and save money is that, Vicky and I went out the other day. She's such a great stylist, and she just has a lot of style, and she's really helped me with that. And it's nice to go out and spend money, but what she's telling you tonight, she really believes in herself. She does the, treats herself the best. She treats others the best, and she shows women how to do that too as well. And I know that men, I'm not sure if men come to you, but I know more women do than men, and so you show them how to look the best, be the best, and everything is not about laser. It comes from the inside out, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I always like to leave someone feeling better about themselves than when I came.
Wow. And that starts from the inside. She does it from the inside out. I'll never forget when the first day I met you, and she's like, we were talking about something, and I wanted to be a guest on the show because I saw what she did and who she was, and her daughter is amazing, just like she is. And the apple doesn't too far from the tree, and so is her son. So I said she's truly a happy person. And when I walked out the door, I could hear her scream in her house. I was like, okay, I like that lady. You know, she's beautiful, but she knows how to be down to earth too. That's my kind of friend. You know, and your daughter's the same way. Yeah, but you know what? Listen, I tell you something right now. It's sincere and it works, and it works for you, so that's cool. You guys, Vicky's got a great Facebook page. Tell them your Facebook page. Go like her Facebook page. She's got a lot of comments on it too as well. So, what's your Facebook page, my dear? To share with everyone.
Yeah, Elite ELITE Skin Vestment.
I love that.
Investment. Yeah, you're making an investment into your skin, and it's one that pays off, too.
Right? You look young. You guys, I'll never forget, I saw laser on it in a magazine. I got to sign up for that program. All good. So, anyway, but it makes you look younger, feel better, and it makes your skin look much healthier. And she does some amazing stuff with it. So check it out. I know a few of you guys have called me in the past week or so, 2 weeks. And so there you go. Dick, we're going to talk to you again. And I know that you're on the path of creating inspirational work and talking and motivating and helping people help, you know, open a business, get inspired about their business, and showing them how to get off their butts and get it going. So thank you for tonight. That was wonderful what you did.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Anyway, so she's quite the coach. And you guys, we will talk to you on Sunday. Di and I are doing our relationship show again. And you guys have a great now. And then like our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches, if you haven't already. And on Tuesday and Thursday morning from 8:30 to about 8:45, we're doing a mastermind group about how to make things happen in your life, whatever you're choosing to create, from prosperity with your business to your health, to your love, and or sometimes just about having balance. Because if you have balance, you got it all.
Yes.
So that's a, yeah, right? And so,
yeah,
amen. I hear you. I'm saying that. I'm swinging my tambourine for that. But you guys, check it out. It's Tuesday and Thursday morning at 30 a.m. You can always dial in. We, instead of listening to it on the web, because everybody can participate, 760-890-7143. You listen to the one this morning if you want. You can go download it and find a link on my Facebook page or the Angel Coach's Facebook page and download this one. This is a great show. You guys got some real keys there. Some of you guys are really wanting to know how to be an entrepreneur and what it takes. It takes dedication, focus, good business plan, and knowing how to build both markets. There's two types of people, people you know and people you don't know. And there's two other types of people, local people and non-local people. Anyway, take care, everybody. Have a great now. Vicki, I'm going to call you right back.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.